please welcome to the stage two leading members of the product team, Mike Villamek and J.D. DePace.
Hi, everyone. How's everybody doing? Feeling fed? Good after lunch? Yeah? Awesome. I'm feeling good because I made it on stage and I did not whack my head on that light bar. I figured that was going to happen. So task one successfully completed. I think Chuck said it earlier today, but it is great to see everyone in 3D. I know for some of you, maybe you've been to other in-person events since the big lockdown, but for some of you, this might be the first one. And again, just big warm thank you and welcome here to see you in person. It's amazing. So this session, we're going to go through all the investments that we're planning to make in the First Up platform. I've got some exciting things to share with you. And I think Nicole touched on it earlier. It's important to say that we really believe our customers are partners. And we're on a shared journey together. And we're excited to be able to be very transparent and share with you a lot of the investment themes that we're looking to make in the platform over the next several quarters. And we're super lucky to have J.D. DePace with us. J.D. runs our product org, and I don't think there's anyone on the planet that knows more about the First Up platform than J.D. J.D., you want to quickly introduce yourself?
Sure, I'm J.D. DePace. I have no notes on the height of the light. I came from Boston to Chicago. I've been with First Up for 4.5 years, and I am delighted to speak to you today about our investment themes for 2023 and represent our product and engineering departments.
Awesome. And just a quick intro for myself, my name is Mike Villamek. I lead our product and solutions and tech alliances marketing teams. I live in Vancouver, Canada, with my wife and two boys, very energetic two boys. I heard a holler out there, Canadian out there somewhere. Yes, I'm Canadian, born and raised there, that's home for me. So if you hear some Canadian-isms in my speech, that is why. Okay, let's get started. Everyone's favorite slide, the safe harbor slide. While everybody diligently reads every line here, little trivia, harbor is spelt with a U. Actually, there's a harbor, so us K's. It's harbor, yes, exactly, yeah. That's the French-Canadian influence on us, so harbor's with a U, but okay, enough of that. Before we get started, I just wanted to frame up the problem that our platform is designed to solve. This is kind of our North Star. What do we look to actually help our customers solve? And the reality is, many workers today are feeling disconnected, and they're not having the greatest experiences as they journey through their employment. Knowledge workers are often inundated with too much information. Frontline workers sometimes feel completely left out, and everyone is surrounded by too many digital apps. Okta recently did a study and found that large organizations, so that's companies that are 2,000 employees or more, on average have rolled out 187 different digital apps to their employees. The digital overload crisis is real. That's a real thing. And that's not even including all of the digital apps we have in our personal lives. So it gets really, really noisy. And what we're seeing is that employees are feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, stressed out, less productivity, they're doing less. And I think most importantly, is that they're caring less. And we're seeing a lot of that in what's happening in the economy today with some of the things around the Great Resignation. Meanwhile, employers, they want to provide a better experience. They want to be connected with their employees. They want to be able to guide them and help them through their journey, but that technology hasn't really been put in place today. That's what we strive our platform to do. We want to be, and we are, the communication pipeline for the world's workforce. We want to enable every organization to be able to unify that employee experience ecosystem they have and be able to run it through a single communications pipeline. So we do that by first learning and understanding employees. What's happening in their world? Did they just get hired? Did they maybe just get promoted? They're newly leading a team. Maybe it's their one-year anniversary or they're about to go on a maternity or a paternity leave. We want to pull that information to know those employees and then be able to intelligently orchestrate communication to get it to where they are. And if you're a salesperson, you live in Salesforce, we should get that communication right in Salesforce. If you're a factory worker, maybe you're on the factory floor, maybe there's a digital signage somewhere. If you're a nurse and you're not in front of a laptop during the day, let's get that to your mobile device. So we call that intelligent communication. I think Nicole talked about, you're gonna hear that word a lot, intelligent. And we refer to that as our intelligent communication platform. And I wanted to introduce these four key pillars within the platform. And it's important because as we go through the innovation with JD, we're actually going to talk about how we're going to invest in the platform within these four pillars. So we've got connect, design, deliver, and learn. And each one of these pillars is supported by a key piece of technology, or I should say key piece of capability. So the first one is connect, is that communication pipeline. And that allows our customers to unify employee communications on a single platform. Design is supported by the Creator Studio. That's where you design end-to-end employee journey campaigns. Deliver, that's powered by the intelligent orchestration. That's optimizing the delivery based on employee preferences and behaviors. And then finally, learn around experience analytics and gaining real-time insights into every employee across the employee journey. Now, it's important to realize we live in a people-first economy. So time and time again, we see that the organizations that are really thriving are the ones that have designed their work around their employees, designed around their people. And every time an employee joins an organization, they go on a journey. Now, every employee's journey could be different, right? Slight different twists and turns, but they're all full of these moments. Some of them are big moments, like new hire onboarding, that's a big moment, or being promoted, right? Some of them are smaller moments. You might have an engagement survey or you know, sending out some information to be an advocate for your organization. But the unifying need or the unifying element across all of those moments is communication. If the communication is not there or it's not done in the right way, either the moment doesn't happen or that moment might not be a very good experience for the employee. Actually, last week we were preparing for this session and I got pinged. One of our CSMs, one of our customer success managers, was relaying a story they had heard from one of their customers. It's a healthcare facility in Australia, actually. And they were telling the story of this tenured nurse. Nurse had been working there for several years. And this nurse actually submitted her resignation. She was feeling overworked, stressed, overburdened, long hours, overtime hours. Not, you know, surprising based on what we're seeing in the healthcare space. And it's important to note, this nurse was kind of a first up platform holdout. So she wasn't engaging with any of the content on first up. And what happened was the HR team said, okay, well, you know, can we show you something actually? Before you leave, can we show you something? And they opened up the first up platform and they showed her all of the programs and what they were doing to address some of her concerns. So they were actually actively trying to recruit more nurses to come on staff to lighten the load. They were going to healthcare events and setting up booths, recruiting booths at healthcare events to bring more nurses on staff. And they had a number of programs to help existing nurses manage through the stress and the burnout and promote mental health and wellness and fitness. Now, none of that, like with the flick of a switch, solved her problems. But the nurse saw that the company got it, that they understood what was happening, and they were taking meaningful action to address it. And that nurse actually rescinded her resignation and stayed on staff. So that's the power of communication, of when an employer actually communicates the right message at the right time to employees, it can have a massive impact. And that's one person on the other side of the globe, but it's happening every day with the types of communications that employers send out. Now, designing around employees is critical. But in order to do that, you have to know your employees. And I want to introduce one more piece of the platform, because we'll talk about this in a little bit here, but is the universal employee profile. This is what drives so much of the intelligence within the platform. So we create one of these profiles for every employee at our customers. And it starts by pulling in from different people systems, typically HCM systems, attribute data, right? So it'll learn job title, role, location, preferred language. And that's what we use to target people intelligent with the right information. And then that feeds into the platform, those four pillars there. And that's what we know what to send out. But that's just half of the story. What happens is the system starts to learn, and it starts to learn how people are consuming information through what channels, through at what time, and then it will feed that information back into that universal employee profile. So it's constantly getting smarter, it's constantly learning. So it's not just knowing these people from an attribute standpoint, it's knowing about how they behave and, how, and their preferences. So for instance, Jonathan Palmer here, it'll know that Jonathan likes to receive communications on Wednesday afternoons on his mobile device. So it knows that's a good time to send information. It'll learn, hey, you know what? We actually sent Jonathan 3 communications in the last 2 days. The fatigue level might be a little higher, so we're actually going to hold some of that back. The next communication is coming. We're going to hold that for a couple days. So it's constantly learning about every single employee, and this is a key piece that drives the intelligence in our platform. Okay, let's get to the good stuff. We're going to start with the connect pillar. So this is the pillar that, that I talked about in the beginning. This is how we intelligently get the right information to the right people through this platform. So we pull information from other systems and then send it to the right endpoint. So it's about unifying that communication on a single platform. And I have a quick story about this because I've lived through this before, right? Again, I'm Canadian, but before I worked at First Up, I worked at a number of US companies before. And I used to always get these emails around benefits enrollment. And I would be about, it would talk about HMOs and PPOs and HSAs. And I didn't know what any of it meant. Like, it was really confusing to me. As a Canadian, we don't have that type of benefits program. It's very different. But the company didn't have, they kind of lacked the communication intelligence to know that that wasn't relevant to me. So I would get email after, or 401k, another one thing, like 401k, what is that, right? We have RRSPs in Canada, it's very different. So it just added to the noise in my world. And so what happens when things get noisy? You just turn the volume down. So I just started to stop listening to what HR was sending me at all. And so I would start missing stuff, right? So that's the problem when you don't have that intelligence around what gets delivered. So JD, let's talk about, tell us what's going on in the Connect platform.
Sure. As Mike explained, the First Up platform connects all of your systems, creating a universal employee profile. For each employee, unlocking new targeting and personalization opportunities. In 2023, data connectors will make it even easier to map attributes and sync data from enterprise systems, as well as listen for employee events on those systems to trigger journeys. So as an example, a welcome message for a new hire that's being triggered from ADP and Oracle based on that employee's start date. A job opportunity that is personalized specifically to managers with tenure for that job opportunity coming from a platform like Workday. Or even content for your frontline employees as you're dealing with the ever-changing stressful times from a platform like LimeAid. First Up is the communication pipeline that leverages systems employees use most to get the right message to the right person at the right time. In 2023, First Up will expand intelligent delivery and universal profile into new delivery channels to maximize employee reach and engagement. Expanding our ecosystem to deliver content to employee experience platforms like ServiceNow and Dynamic Signal Advocacy. HCM portals like Workday and UKG, SMS for frontline employees, and collaboration tools like Teams and Slack. We meet your people where they are. And speaking of meeting people where they are, we bring your internal communications directly into one of the most used collaboration and productivity tools, Teams. Today, you can serve personalized information to users with all of the First Up navigation and discovery features of the complete experience right inside your Teams app. In 2023, you'll be able to target users directly and send important notifications right to their Teams activity feed. Once opened, employees will be able to read the content right within the Teams app. Keeping employees in the app that they use most, reaching them with personalized news and information, reducing context switching, and increasing productivity. Shortcuts enables one-click access to systems, tools, and content that employees need most to be productive. Have Workday in the States and ADP in Europe, or do you need specific link collections targeted to a department or a tenure or a location? Shortcuts are targeted to the employee, giving them a personalized experience rather than hundreds of links and apps that they need to sift through. All while our updated employee experience prioritizes content discovery and employee engagement, connecting them to the news and information they need to be aligned. This creates an employee-centered digital workplace that maximizes your existing investments to support everyone, be it frontline, wired, hybrid, or anywhere in between. This is available now on the web and mobile employee experience.
Awesome. Thanks, JD. So we're going to move to the next pillar, which is design. And again, this is supported by that Creator Studio capability. And I think there's two key pieces here that's important to talk about on this pillar. The first one is this idea of designing moments or crafting moments. We saw that employees go through various moments along that journey. A lot of organizations say, hey, you know what, we're not doing a great job at this particular moment. This is not a great moment for employees. How do we fix that, right? That's about really sitting down and thinking, what would that ideal moment look like? What should happen on day one? What should happen on day two? How can we make that moment better? One of the moments that organizations often start with is new hire onboarding. For a few reasons. One, it's everybody has it. Everyone's bringing on employees. It's often represents that first impression that a lot of employees have of an organization. And it usually sucks. Like, most organizations don't have a great onboarding experience. I think everyone here could probably think back to when they joined a company at some point and onboarding wasn't great. I remember an organization I joined, they will remain nameless, but the joke was if you could get through onboarding, that was like the last hurdle in getting hired. If you could, it was like sink or swim, right? Like if you could manage to get everything connected in your systems, then you had some capabilities that the company wanted. So, strange thing to be proud of. But so that's an idea but you can apply that thinking to any moment along the journey, right? Getting maternity leave as a key moment. You can design what that looks like. The second part of the design pillar is crafting the communications themselves, right? That's all about these reusable branded templates, making it once so that it looks has the right look and feel, and having it auto-formatted to whether that ends up in Salesforce, whether it ends up on a mobile device, on an email. It all looks good. You don't have these squishy logos in weird places and looking weird. So those are kind of two things in the design pillar. So JD, let's talk about what's new or what's coming in the design pillar.
We've been talking about universal employee profile, personalized communications, and meeting employees where they are. Journeys ties this all together by sending employees communication based on events that are meaningful to them. Over the course of my management career, I've had employees come to me and say, when is my 30, 60, 90-day review period, or what are my next steps, or even worse, I've been here 30 days, hi. And it wasn't that I didn't care about them, and it wasn't about that I didn't have one-on-ones with them, but on that precise day 30, I did not reach out. And I missed a moment for opportunity and connection and to make them feel valued. With the First Up platform, I would have had an automated company-wide onboarding journey. I would have had one that reached out to employees with information based on their personalized milestones, using audiences and criteria like start date or department, employee level, for hyper-personalized content specific to them. I'd use branded templates that were composed with rich text and media in Creator Studio to make each one of those pieces of communications memorable to the employee. And the delivery intelligence of the platform would ensure each communication is optimized for the best engagement outcome. With First Up Journeys, I'd meet each and every employee, make my employees feel valued, leading to higher retention and happier teams. We also want to accelerate your time to value by providing pre-built templates and campaigns for some of the most impactful journeys. Moments like New Hire, which is available today, as well as additional packages like pre-hire, benefits enrollment, milestone celebrations, and promotions for new people managers, which are all coming in 2023. These are all big moments for any employee. So getting these right go a long way to creating a delightful employee experience for a more engaged and productive workforce.
Awesome. Okay, on to our third pillar, deliver. And again, this is all about that intelligent orchestration, and it's about optimizing delivery based on employee preferences and behaviors. There are some tools out there that are good at getting information out. And what they really optimize for is actually sends, right? So we're going to send it to as many people through as many channels and to as many endpoints as possible, and that's going to get the word out. So they optimize for sends. This pillar here is really about optimizing for engagement, right? That's the outcome we're trying to optimize for. So remember our story of Jonathan Palmer? So he liked to consume information on Wednesdays on his mobile device. So rather than sending him a key piece of information four times throughout the week to just make sure he sees it, this is about sending him on the right channel at the right time to increase engagement. And what we see is when we compare some of these more blunt communication strategies, which is just send it to as many people, to as many endpoints, versus the intelligence through our platform, we see almost a 3x engagement increase. And that's really what the outcome is we're trying to drive, is the actual engagement, making sure the employees actually consume the information, engage with that communication. So that's what this Deliver platform is all about. JD, let's talk about what's new in Deliver.
When we talked about journeys, I mentioned the built-in intelligence of the platform to ensure each communication is optimized for unique employee preferences. If you use Studio now, this is called orchestration. The next iteration of this feature will be Engagement Boost. This feature optimizes delivery based on several factors: communication priority, campaign duration, the delivery channel, competing campaigns that are going to be received by every employee, and the employee's own preferences. Critical information rises to the top with shorter delivery times, more delivery channels, and retargeting. While nice-to-know content may be sent to fewer channels or may be collated into an email digest to be read at leisure. When looking at customer data in Q3, content that leveraged orchestration or engagement boost cut through the noise and was opened 44% faster. Not only was the content opened faster, but campaigns utilizing this feature saw a 33% lift over campaigns that did not use it. All content on the First Up platform benefits from engagement boost, and you are still in control of selecting priority, duration, and delivery channels of your campaigns. Optimize before you publish, proactively review when your content will be delivered and on which delivery channels. Review if your choice of priority and duration are set up for maximum engagement or will cause message fatigue. Understand how a single campaign interacts with your overall communication strategy to avoid spamming employees and increasing engagement.
Awesome. Okay, we're on to our last pillar here, which is learn. And we talked about in the beginning how in order to design around employees and design around your people, you kind of need to know them. That's what this pillar is all about. It's about learning. So all of the learnings that we uncover as we send out these communications, again, that information gets fed back into the Universal Employee Profile to continually make it smarter and continually know how better to engage with your people. It also surfaces a tremendous amount of insights to the team sending out these communications. Another customer story that comes to mind, this is another healthcare organization, but they're actually here in the US. During COVID, they used the First Up platform to distribute all the information about the vaccines. Like at this time, people didn't know when they were coming, how many there would be, who would get access to them. So they used the First Up platform to distribute that information. And what they could see was that there were certain pockets within their employee population that were engaging with that content a lot less than others. And so it could be vaccine hesitancy. It could just be that they were not engaging and they weren't going to be aware what they need to do in order to get their vaccine and get able to work. So it allowed them to go to those pockets and provide more education, more hand-holding to make sure that people had what they needed in order to get through that really difficult time. So that type of insight around what's happening in your workforce, incredibly powerful, and our system is amazing at bringing that to light. So, all right, let's bring it home on what's happening on the Learn pillar.
Once your campaign is published, we give you the tools to feel confident that your campaigns are delivering as expected. Near real-time delivery reporting allows you to understand the number of deliveries made for your campaign and see delivery and engagement metrics in one view. I want to share some feedback on this very feature from Rick Molinaro at TD SYNNEX, who said, I want to let you know this came in super handy this morning as I was able to provide a quick status update of a recent post to one of our directors. Thank you for rolling this feature out. I greatly appreciate the layout and consolidation of important metrics. This early preview into campaign performance means you will never be in the dark about whether your campaign is executing correctly. With Executive Insights, you can see sooner to act faster. Insights about your community, such as overall engagement, reach trends, performance around key initiatives and journeys, your top publishers and topics are delivered right to your inbox. This removes the friction of logging into Creator Studio or adding additional effort on the communications team to retrieve the same data. Review trends and engagement patterns and take action to where your attention is needed most. And we know great experiences are built by teams who know their employees. So go beyond the annual engagement survey and learn more about your employees moment by moment. Pulse polls give you a better understanding of what your employees really think along their journey. Automated poll campaigns target subsets of your workforce, reducing fatigue while gathering diverse viewpoints. And surveys delivered on any channel with automated reminders help improve your workforce engagement and communications effectiveness by empowering employees to share feedback. And all of this response data can be analyzed within the platform with attributes like department, location, tenure, and more.
All right, thank you, JD. So we just wanted to wrap up here with looking at kind of 2023 and beyond. Like what's kind of the broader vision here? And one of the things that I hear from a lot of customers, and we're seeing a lot of this from analysts in the space, is that organizations really do want to provide a better experience to their employees. They really want to get through this concept of disconnection and employee noise. But there's a big challenge they're facing. And the challenge is that across that journey that employees go on, a lot of it is managed by different systems, right? So you've got an onboarding system at the beginning of the journey. You have a different performance management system that happens here. You run an engagement survey every 6 months or once a year here. And you get these kind of little sliver views into what's happening in your organization. And these systems were never designed to work together. And they weren't even really designed to share data, right? So collecting and capturing all that data across an entire journey is very, very difficult. We talked about how communication is kind of that unifying need across the entire journey. That makes our platform incredibly powerful in the sense that it's already capturing this data today. It's learning about what employees are doing at various moments along the journey. So we're going to be investing heavily in surfacing that data in more actionable and meaningful ways. So you'll be able to see, hey, the group of people that onboarded this last month, their engagement levels were way lower than the last previous two. What happened? Something changed there. Or our EMEA team is far less engaged than our North American team. Is it because we're not sending relevant information to the EMEA team? Maybe it's North American focused and they're just tuning out. They're turning the volume down. Or you can see, hey, you know, our sales team used to be really engaged, but that engagement has dropped way down. And it happened right after we redid sales territories. Could be something brewing there. Let's get in front of that, right? So these types of insights really give you that sort of your finger on the pulse or finger on the heartbeat of what's happening in your organization. And today, that view is really, really difficult for organizations to get. And our platform is well positioned to be able to do that. So this is another area that we're going to be investing heavily in the future. All right. Do you want to wrap us up?
Sure. Before I leave you today, I just want to let you know that directly behind you, if you have not visited the product booths yet, for more on the employee experience, shortcuts, one-click access to systems, Brian is at the Modern Intranet product booth. If you're interested in updates we've made to advocacy recently on Dynamic Signal, taking a demo of category discovery, which is all about content discovery, or any question about upgrades between Dynamic Signal and First Up, Scott Clifford is over at the Dynamic Signal table to learn more about Advanced Permissions, Creator Studio, Engagement Boost, Orchestration. We have Mariah, Jillian, and Lindsay at the Creator Studio booth. And if you'd like a demo of MS Teams or want to learn anything more about our MS Teams offering, Tim is at the Connected Experience product booth. We also have iPads at each booth. If you would love to talk to the product team more and give us more feedback at regular intervals, we would love to have it. So please sign up. And there's also a tech table that's being staffed by support and education if you have any questions on implementation. Thank you very much for your time and attention today.
Just one last note too. Now this is unverified. We're not 100% sure, but we think this might be the largest gathering of internal communicators, HR communicators ever. We think it might be. So again, a big thanks for being here. And while you're here, we've got some amazing customer sessions lined up over the next couple days. So I encourage you to network, meet someone new, learn something new. These are all folks that are doing the same things that you're focused on. So a tremendous opportunity to learn and meet other folks. So hope you enjoy the rest of your day and have a wonderful rest of your conference. Thank you.